Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us this evening on beautiful BBS Radio. This is your host, Allison, and I sure hope that everyone is doing great this evening. It's always a pleasure to have tonight's guest on the show. She's been with us before, and I hope she's beginning to feel at home with us here at BBS. If you happen to have watched America's Psychic Challenge on Lifetime TV, you got the chance to see Michelle in action, and I tell you, if her abilities did not turn skeptics into believers, I don't know what other proof they would need, because Michelle was just amazing on that program, which is why she ended up being the winner of America's Psychic Challenge. But long before America's Psychic Challenge, Michelle Whitedove was a highly recognized spiritual medium, psychic detective, medical intuitive, and yes, people, she talks to angels. You can also add author, teacher, lecturer, and TV host to her resume. And with all that being said, I really want to get to the best part of the show, which is not talking about her, but talking to her. So while you're listening, feel free to visit her website, www.michellewhitedove.com. And I'll give you something to do while you're listening to the show. And without further ado, I give you Michelle Whitedove. Welcome back, Michelle.
Well, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Well, we love having you. So, hey, what's new since the last time we spoke to you?
Oh, goodness. That's too long of a story, my dear.
Too long of a story? Give me a tidbit. Give me something. What's up?
Every day is a new adventure. Actually, we're getting ready to go to Montreal, Canada for the Global Peace Conference.
Sure.
And I do that every year, and that's a wonderful thing. We raise funds for all the orphans and, women in Africa.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of the things that I look forward to doing. It's something that is charitable.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, that's July when I'll be in Montreal, Canada. In August, I will be in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And then in September, Los Angeles, and then October, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey.
So you're on the road again, huh?
I'm on the road again, yes. I'm touring.
Right, and you have, if anyone's interested in knowing where you are, if they go to your website, you've got all this listed there, right, Michelle?
Oh, goodness, yes. I have everything and then some. So if they're interested in a private reading, spiritual counseling for children, my books are there, my spiritual jewelry line, I should say, in Shantae.
Oh, you're just taking away all my questions again, girl. Now slow down. You do this to me. Every time you come on, it's like I've got all these things to talk to you about.
I'm
like,
sorry.
Well, she just bumped off four of them. There you go. So yeah, your website is pretty awesome. I mean, I especially have enjoyed reading your blogs, but also, I was looking at the jewelry today, and I was like, boy, I'm going to be putting some of that on my Christmas list. That's gorgeous stuff.
It is. Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, we're proud of it. It's actually Shantae and I went in as partners to that, so It's a wonderful jewelry line. One, I love jewelry. I don't know many women that don't.
Right, well,
and
yeah.
And two, it
right.
serves another purpose of being protective.
Sure.
Every stone, everything is handmade and has special meaning, so I find that to be nice.
Yeah, that's what I liked about it. Of course, someone like myself is always going to be drawn to something like that, and I was looking at some of them. They were calling out to me, buy me, Allison, buy me. And
yes.
I was looking to see if you just, one of my questions here, are you still doing private readings? Because I saw that you were still... It looked as though you were still doing them on your website.
Yes, I'm trying to be a trooper in there and hang in, but doing this, getting ready to go out to L.A. and start filming between television and more books coming out on the radio, my time seems to be getting that window shorter and shorter. However, so many people say, please, Michelle, don't stop reading. We need you out there. So I'll do it as long as I can do it.
All right. I'm going to back you up. I heard Los Angeles. I heard television. Is there anything you
yeah.
need to tell me?
Well, I can't give that all out, but let's just say that you
can
will
I torture
be...
you or anything? Come on, Michelle, give me a break
I
here.
I will be out in LA, and I will be filming, and that will everyone will know when and where, because it will be given to the people through the website, and of course touring for that show. But that's all I can say. I'm not allowed to say anything else.
Oh, thanks. Well, I guess that's something. I guess
it's
I won't
something, pout. You know, to look forward to.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Good luck. I hope you're going to be on TV again, because that was.
Yes.
You know, in all honesty, I watched America's Psychic Challenge just purely out of curiosity.
Right.
You know, I'm like, what is this? And then as I was watching it, I was like, you know, I saw some things on that, especially, you know, with what you did, you know, that just blew me away. So I'm really looking forward to seeing you on TV anytime you're there, because, you really do make a statement and also validate, and I just really see you as being not only just the psychic, but also the spiritual teacher and all of those things. So,
thank you. I do teach. That's what we're trying to do with this show. Everyone is, you know, excited and open to this so much more than they were years ago. There's a lot of shows based on phenomena where people are, you know, watching. Like one of the shows, I think, is called Medium. So we're looking to do something different that hasn't been done, and where it's for everyone and anyone, no matter your age. And
right.
Again, spiritual and insightful and upbeat,
right.
You know, positive. Imagine that, positive programming.
That'd be good. That'd be awesome.
So yes, you will be seeing me on TV again.
Wonderful. Good. Good news.
Going to TV tomorrow, too.
Good news. And your books are on your website, too?
Oh, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 6 books or 5 books? How many books?
5 books. One is a teaching tape, and I have 2 more books coming out this year.
Right. And if anybody's interested in your books, Amazon.com, and also they can look at the titles and the topics on your website.
That is correct.
All right. Well, there you go. I think we covered the website. I tortured you enough. Okay.
All right.
So tonight we're talking about developing your intuition. Okay. And that's the topic tonight. And you know, I know that you discovered at an early age that you had unusual abilities, which connected you to spirit. And I was just wondering, what do you say to the average person who does not have your ability in regards to developing their own intuitive abilities? I mean, how do you, you know, somebody that comes to you, because so many people are like, well, I don't see anything, I don't hear anything, and they just feel that they're, like, clueless, but they're interested in developing. What do you say to someone like that?
Well, you really, it's like 101. It's the basics. And first, you know, let's give them congratulations for even recognizing that they do have this intuitive voice,
mm-hmm.
intuition, which varies from one person to the other. I find that women have a tendency to feel more than men may get it as a thought, but it's not their thought. It just came very quietly and went away very, very rapidly. So, you know, we have to make sure we're not being ruled by our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Men have to make sure they're not being ruled by their head, being analytical, skeptical, or ego, and even surpass the subconscious, knowing that's a bank. And know that our intuition is the voice of God, the voice of spirit, and the voice of spirit helpers, meaning whether that's your guardian angels or spirit guides. We have a lot of help up there assisting us, or I should say around us. And once we acknowledge that because of free will, and we say, all right, go ahead, I do want to work with this. Can you please turn up the volume of radio station, meaning your own antenna, and tuning into people's different energy. And once you give them the green light and they know what the basic tools are, hence my next book, The Sacred Code, The Universal Laws and Tools,
right.
They have everything that they need right there to say, all right, these are God's laws, not man-made laws, and these are the tools that we have, like, for example, paying attention to our dream state. When we sleep at night, many people talk about a very profound dream, a premonition, or, you know, a meeting. So these are just some of the ways.
Right. Well, the one thing that I do know from doing numerology, and if you begin to understand what the numbers are saying, and you understand the meanings of the numbers, certain numbers predispose a person towards even a certain ability as far as receiving information. For instance, people that have 3 energy, sometimes it can be found in many places, but a plethora of 3 energy actually, it makes you tend to be more clairvoyant. 2 energy would have you be more feeling, that you just can feel spirit. Clairaudience, that can really come in with certain numbers, you know, that are just generally psychic in general. And I find that in doing numerology readings, like when somebody, you know, I'll say, well, you must have had experiences at some point in your life, those unexplainable things, coincidences, voices, or things that you've seen. And they're like, oh, my God, yes. And I'm like, well, guess what? And if you really want to know the truth, I don't think I've ever looked at a chart where a person doesn't have some sort of ability. We all have it. It's who we are. Some people seem to have a little bit more than others, but certainly everyone has it. And I find it fascinating that the numbers can actually depict how you receive that information.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I believe that everyone does have intuition. It's a matter of how they choose to utilize it. You know, some are clairaudio, some are clairvoyant, some are empath, some are just very sensitive to energies in general. I call them a psychic sponge. All mediums are psychics, not all psychics are mediums.
Right.
Hence, neither one necessarily is spiritual as well.
Right.
But, you know, numbers and I, we don't get along too well. I'll leave that specialty to you. So I'm just going to go, you're right, because when it comes to numerology, I really do not know anything but this, that the universal language is math. It's numbers. Because numbers will represent a vibration and frequency.
Right.
And that's how we communicate,
right.
You know, in spirit as well as here. And that
right.
language never changes.
Right. You know, it's really interesting because numbers do represent energy. And certain numbers are said to have a higher vibration. And then when you read spiritual philosophy, it says in order to listen to spirit, you must raise your vibration. And apparently some people come born and built in with that higher vibration, and these are the people that are born psychic, that are born receiving messages from the get-go, from spirit. So it's really fascinating to me. If you just learn numerology as it is, and then you begin to understand spiritual philosophy, they all meld. It just melds. It all makes complete and total sense. To me, so I think it's really kind of...
Well, I think it's great for, like you said, those people that... first of all, I think everybody should be a little healthy. I call it healthy skepticism.
Sure.
You know, because they're in any profession, even though this is my mission statement, we have people out there that are not necessarily in their integrity, and that would apply not only to, you know, psychics, but a police officer, a doctor, any job.
Right.
But, you know... That doesn't mean we throw them all in the same bunch, you know.
Right.
Oh, these are bad apples. Let's just throw everybody in there.
Right.
So, you know, I think that everyone should always do their homework and look out, not just so much with numerology, but whomever they sit down with as far as the psychic goes. Because when you're learning to develop your intuition, that's a nice little test right there. If you meet somebody or you sit down with somebody and your gut says, you know what, this person doesn't feel like they're either right for me on the up and up, then get up and walk away and save yourself the money.
You know, you just said something that I actually had written down. I'm so tired of you knocking off my questions.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But, you know, the one thing that I did not listen to many, many times in my life was that gut feeling about a person. And I would meet a person, I'd be like, stay away from that. I don't like this person. But then the kinder part of me, the part of me that, you know, be nice and be loving and, you know, don't make judgments and, you know, and... Consequently, I'd wind in a pile of crap with this person, and I just wished I had listened to myself in the first place.
That's right.
When I absolutely, you know, it was like two magnets pushing against each other. I just should have just walked away from the very beginning. But instead, I just, this nice Allison took over, and I just thought it would work out in the end, but it definitely, my gut feelings was telling me something. And so many people don't listen to their gut feelings, right?
Not their intuition, exactly.
Exactly.
I did that lovely demonstration of that was I was specifically told many times not to get into a vehicle when I had my near-death experience. So what did I do? I got in a vehicle. And boy, did I live and not live to regret that. So
right.
I think that sometimes we, even the best of us, meaning, you know, the top of the field of psychics or spiritual
sure.
mediums, have their moments. We all do. We're not perfect. We are
right.
in a human form, that we get a message and then we start to rationalize it and be analytical and think about it. And we just think ourselves right on out of the message
right,
to the
right.
ego, and then, of course, it's going to be incorrect or not appropriate for us or maybe even others.
Right, right. So listening to the gut instincts and your feelings, and, you know, that's something that a lot of people don't do. And I think, you know, I think it's really interesting, too, and I think that defining clairaudience, clairsentience, clairvoyance,
mm-hmm.
You know, because people assume clairvoyant seeing means that they're going to be sitting in their living room.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden the spirit guide is just going to walk through the wall and say, hi, I'm your spirit guide, but it doesn't happen like that.
Right.
Or when it comes to clairaudience, they think, I'm going to hear this voice that's going to say, hello, I'm God, and I want to talk to you. And it doesn't happen like that.
No. Right.
And clear feeling, you know, is something that you really got to kind of tune into. You've got to kind of know your body, and that's something you really, I think, have to work with. But people really do not understand that there's more than one way to receive this information of seeing it or hearing it. That you don't, you know what I mean?
No, I agree with you 100%. I always tell people, they go, Michelle, how do you have this gift? I go, well, one, I was born with it, and you have it too. Everybody has intuition, but not everyone chooses to utilize it because some people get scared, especially in their younger years, or they're not taught properly, or they're not given
right.
a spiritual education. But you're right. If our grandmother just decided that was deceased, show up at the foot of our bed, and we could see her with our eyes, most people would, one, it would scare the heck out of them, and they may have a heart attack.
Right.
Two, if they see something like that they're consciously not ready to see, then they may just shut the door on spirit and
right.
never communicate again. So
right.
Everybody has it. How they utilize it, you know, varies, and it does raise your vibration, prayer and meditation. And I always say, listen, I see, hear, feel, smell, taste, and know I'm one with the Father, Mother, God, and the Holy Spirit, not the
right.
five senses. And what do I use? I use prayer, meditation, and photos in my private readings because I'm looking at, not to see how pretty they are or how handsome he may be, but basically to capture their essence at that time and place, their aura,
right.
their electric magnetic field, and then I just read off of that.
Right, right, right. Well, that's really, that's interesting. I've got to tell you a little story. Maybe you'll find this interesting. I know as a child, and I think I have a lot of clairsentience, or I feel spirit. I know when spirit's around, I can feel it. And as a child, I had an awful time sleeping. So I always was woke up in the middle of the night with knowing that something was in the room, but not exactly knowing what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And recently, I had some very dear friends visit me. And they're both psychic mediums, and they're working on a PhD in metaphysics and all this other stuff. So they're, you know, fairly well-practiced. And after being at the house, the first time they ever been to my house, and after being here for a while, finally one of them said to me, Allison, do you realize that you have a spirit in the house? And I said, I do. And they said, yeah, it's in your hallway. And I said, it is. And they said, yeah. Well, for 2 to 3 weeks prior to that, I had been seeing what I thought to be, it looked to me like an ink blob floating down the hallway. And I had seen it several times. And my dog had passed, and I thought, well, why would my dog be an ink blob? But I didn't really question it. I just thought, and they're like, yeah, we've actually seen this spirit twice, both of us. And I'm like, really? And what's really funny, and this will make you laugh, hanging in my hallway is this sign, and do you know what it says?
No, but go ahead.
It says kindred spirits. And so apparently I had this spirit in my house that was hanging out of my hallway. Now, for me, to see that the it was almost like a little cloudy thing, but it was dark. It kind of looked like a floating ink blob. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right, and I've actually had people
on ghosts.
Yes, people have said to me before, in readings and whatever, Allison, you do know you're a medium, and I have always said, well, that's just wonderful, but you know. I don't really want to see anybody sitting in my living room. Thank you very much. I'll stick to numerology.
And you know what? That's okay. You can, you know, say to spirit, guess what? I'm happy to work with
you. Yeah, that's what
I really don't want to see anyone floating around or sitting. And they'll honor that because, again, the last thing is they do not want to scare the heck out of you.
You're right.
Because they know if you get that fretful, you know, that you're just going to stop communication.
Right.
And that's exactly what they're trying to
right.
avoid.
That's why I told the story, because it was right up the lines of what you were saying there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and imagine being a child. I mean, I know when I was very small and coming up, it took me till about the age of 8 to realize, okay, not everybody is doing what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I felt so out of place, you know. And
oh, yeah.
Like, why am I seeing angels and seeing things, and these people aren't? And, of course, you know, then I got into religion, and that only worked for so long, out of my own free will. And then I realized that, you know, God is everything, all of us. It's,
mm-hmm.
We're all brothers and sisters. We shouldn't be breaking ourselves up into different segregations or judgment or things
sure.
like that.
Sure. Sure. And that's where I think spiritual philosophy comes in and kind of solves the whole situation as far
really
as I'm
does.
Concerned. And you mentioned dreams. And, of course, you know, I had the question about dreams. Uh-huh. And that people do receive information in dreams, and they should dream journal, don't you think?
Oh, that's something I recommend to all my clients. Because
right.
a lot of times they're like, oh, I'll go back to sleep and I'll remember it. No, you won't.
Mm-hmm.
That's why your purposely you awake at that time, usually 2 to 4, I call 3 o'clock the witching hour, where consciously you're like, okay, I got it. Well, write it down, because when you go back to sleep, most of the time you're not going to remember it, and it later out turns out to be a premonition or a solution or, you know, fears that we're working out. So much is going on when our soul steps out of our body, and the body is resting and the conscious mind is resting.
Right, right. Well, I do journal my dreams and have for a very long time, and I'm always amazed at that I'll go back and something has absolutely come true. And I'm like sitting there saying, well, it didn't do me a lot of good at the time I dreamt it, but okay, it came true. Good, good. That's wonderful. That's really great.
Oh, you're too funny.
So you do, I think, do you think, like if you were to focus on one primary thing, you know, because I really feel that as people, most people tend to work on the physical body and also the things that go on in their life, but they tend to neglect their spiritual self. When we are actual spiritual beings having a physical existence, and it seems absurd that you wouldn't take a half an hour out of your day to address your spiritual aspects. And I'm a firm believer in meditation. And it doesn't mean that you have to meditate so that you can one day end up being a psychic medium, but just meditate in order to check in with yourself and connect to your God source, and somehow it helps you so much more in life. But don't you, if you were recommending one thing to people, would it be meditation?
It would be prayer and meditation. A lot of people have the prayer down, but I find that more people suffer, not suffer, but it's like a mind block, you know. They fight what persists, which is their ego. So I always tell them, meditation is for you to address your ego and thank it for graciously moving over, allowing your higher self to come through. Give the mind something to do, practice on, you know, breathing, deep breaths, relaxing, and just what I call an open meditation. Both of these forms of communication raise the vibration.
Right.
However, I find that people have forgotten how to listen to God or forgotten how to listen to spirit, or like you were talking about, their intuition, because everything in our society, from socially, politically, to religions, to schools, to mom, to pop, you know, we have really been programmed to believe that's just your imagination.
Right.
Just, you know, some silly dream, or doesn't really mean anything, when quite in fact, I think it should be mandatory that we all have a spiritual education from let's say, kindergarten to 12th grade.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree with you there. There's so much to be taught and so much to be learned. And I know myself, like, first came the numerology, but then came the spiritual philosophy, and getting into the study of chakras or meditation itself, getting into so many of those different things, crystals and stones and you name it. And it all was like little cogs that fit into the wheel that finally, eventually, it was a full picture of how it all works. And I just think that going through life with that knowledge just makes it so much easier, don't you?
It does. That's the whole purpose of having that knowledge is, okay, I have this, you know, this roller coaster ride. Now I know what's coming, so let me prepare for it. And, you know, I always say to people there's more than one probable outcome or future.
Right.
So let's say if a psychic sits down with someone, you can say this is where you've been, this is where you are, better yet, this is where you're going. If you don't like it, change routes, go to plan B,
and
give them that solution.
Right.
Spirit is always looking out for our best interest.
Right.
So, I mean, you made a good point when you said, why don't we take 30 minutes of our morning or of any time during the day to do that? One, it helps us to put ourselves in a balanced, more peaceful place. And two, it just helps for the day to go by much more, you know, easier than, let's say, days that we don't take that time to pray or meditate.
Right, right. That's absolutely true. Well, listen, we've been chatting for a while, and I wouldn't be surprised if perhaps people have got some questions and would like to personally maybe ask you a question. So I am going to open up the lines, but I want to be really specific. So maybe you should tell our listeners, if they are going to call in, what is it that you want to hear from them, and, like, do you have some specific instructions?
Yes. All I need them to speak clearly and, you know.
Loudly.
Loudly, thank you. And I need to hear their first name, and I really cannot reiterate this enough. When I'm on radio, because so many people wait to call in, I always tell people, have one specific question that you want addressed, but know that I do not edit the information, and I don't claim to be an all-knowing oracle. If I do not know for whatever reason, I will tell someone I do not know, versus making something up, as I see so many of these so-called psychics doing, there's no integrity to that.
Okay.
And then if anything else comes to me as I'm talking to them, because they're my connection, I will let them know.
All right, sounds good. All right, everyone, so we are going to be opening up the line so that you can call in and ask Michelle a question. Some of them would be readings as well, so you're going to be doing readings. But if they have a question about their own spiritual development, certainly you're going to answer those questions.
Yeah, I mean, it's both. I mean, you know, if they have a spiritual question or if they have a question about their loved one or health, whatever it may be.
Okay. So we're talking to Michelle White Dove, and she's just an extraordinary medium and psychic, and she talks to angels. I mean, doesn't get any better than that. If you've got a question, we would love to hear from you. The toll-free numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct if you're in the California area at 530-876-3222. Remember, if you're calling, turn down your speakers or step into another room, step away from the computer, speak up loud, and Michelle really wants you to ask one specific question. So the lines are open. So while we're waiting to see if anybody's getting ready to call in, let me ask you a little question here. Are dogs psychic?
Yes. Cats, dogs, especially cats.
Cats are more psychic than dogs?
Yes, actually, but they both have wonderful instincts. Dogs represent to service humanity, their loyalty, unconditional love. That's why it's very hard to break the spirit of a dog, because they really, that is their message here, to help guard us. The police work with them, the blind work with them. I mean, you know, dogs are multitaskers. And then cats are known to be more independent, but half in, half out, they call it. So they have one foot in the spirit world, one foot here,
right.
And they are often referred to as familiars or kindreds that a lot of people work with.
Oh, I did not know that.
All animals have impeccable instincts that are, you know, their instincts are better than ours. I always say, if you see all the animals running, I would suggest to start running with them.
Good idea. You know, getting back to that story about the spirit in the hallway, what I had also noticed is I have this one dog, Pepper, and I have a chaise lounge that somewhat faces the hallway, and she refused to lay comfortably on the chaise lounge. She acted antsy. She kept looking down the hallway. She acted like she was could not get comfortable. She wouldn't relax, very tense. And I think, you know, and I would say, wow, she was almost making me anxious. I'm like, knock it off, Pepper, you know. She was driving me crazy. So then after my friends came and said, well, you had a spirit in the hallway, I was like, now that started to make sense to me, that that's why she was acting like that. So I that's why I was asking, are dogs can see spirit, right?
Dogs can, cats can. They all can see not only spirits but our aura.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you'll see them looking at us like they're mesmerized. They can feel our emotions, our feelings, you know, if we're afraid or if we're upset or we're sad. They are Mother Nature's, I call them Earth Angels, Native
mm-hmm.
Americans call them animal totems.
Mm-hmm.
In the UK we call them the Fairy Kingdom. Basically they are Mother
mm-hmm.
Mother Nature, the elements and her children in different forms.
Uh-huh.
And they have their whole job is to really just, not disdain I'd like to say, but yes, assist us in living. Without the animal kingdom, without all that she offers, we would not be able to be here and live.
Right,
this is what I find mind-boggling, like, what part of that do people, they don't get?
Well, I find their behavior fascinating, and I happen to believe that they are, and so that I just wanted to get your opinion on it. And another thing that I wanted to ask you, and mainly because we touched on the jewelry earlier, and you know, a lot of people are out there and they're trying to develop their abilities or raise their vibration or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, certainly working with crystals, and you've got the beautiful jewelry on your website that certainly is designed for a lot of that. When exactly did you get the knowledge or the knowing that these stones and crystals actually do have energy, and they do blend with our energy and help us to do things?
Well, the crystals and the stones are from Mother Earth, so they all represent her vibration and frequency. where, you know, clear quartz is a universal
mm-hmm.
stone. Pink quartz, rose quartz is for love for self, unconditional love for
mm-hmm.
self and others. It just comes from the Godhead, the Father, Mother, Godhead, and the feminine part of God that I refer to as Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm.
And so her stones are given to us for different reasons. And, you know, going all the way back to the days of Atlantis, that is what we would work with, large crystals and stones to rejuvenate ourselves, to
mm-hmm.
heal ourselves, to live longer. And it's something that we have forgotten. But little by little, that information is clearly now
mm-hmm.
Coming to the surface. Think of the indigo children. They're named the indigo children or the blue-ray children, hence their color being like that royal blue, even going into the purples. And different stones represent, like I happen to like black onyx.
Mm-hmm.
Black onyx is a very protective grounding stone.
Mm-hmm.
Native Americans love turquoise with coral together. That's very protective. So in the jewelry line, what we tried to do was work with stones that would work with different people's vibration.
Right.
Because what they're attracted to and knowing, and not only that, but telling them what each stone represents and what it will do
mm-hmm.
for oneself or others.
Mm-hmm.
It just came naturally, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, well, I was like anything else. Right. I was more of a skeptic, I guess, or maybe not so much a skeptic, but a little bit of a researcher. And I had read and read and read about stones, and I just kept thinking to myself, you know, why? I don't get it. I don't understand how they could have energy. So I got to tell you, I finally broke down and I thought, well, you know, I'm going to find out. So I was drawn to buy this quartz crystal from, it actually was a Native American Indian. And when I was given the quartz crystal, I was told to sleep with it from new moon to new moon. And I'm like, okay, because I follow instructions. I'm a good girl. So I brought that thing home and I actually sleep with two pillows. So it wasn't that hard. I stuck it under the second pillow.
Right.
I did not sleep. And the whole night, it was like, it was just this place of not sleep. So when morning came, I sat there and all I could think of is I had the worst darn night. I never have had a night like that. And of course, I'm not attributing it to the crystal because I don't believe in the crystal yet. I don't believe in it at all. It's just a stone as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So I go to bed the second night, same thing happens. And I am like getting up in the morning. I feel like I've been on a 3-day bender.
Oh.
I just am just dragging. So finally the third night I go to sleep and then all of a sudden I hear, you might want to move the stone. And I'm like, move the stone. The stone. So all of a sudden I sit up in bed. I fish around to try to find the crystal. And I'm like, it could be this. So I took it, and I took it out of the bedroom, and within 20 minutes, I was sound asleep, and slept a very sound sleep for the whole entire night. So that was my first, you know, thing that, my gosh, that was like the proof in the pudding, or that was my way of proving to myself that they actually do have energy, because couldn't sleep with a quartz crystal under my pillow.
They do. Anything of Mother Nature, of God, that creation, has an aura, electric magnetic field, including the rocks, including stones.
Sure.
And stones all have different vibrations
right.
and different meanings, and that's like Mother Nature speaking to you in her own way, you know. And
right.
you'll find that you gravitate more towards some different periods of your life based on what you need, even those around you.
Right. And do you feel that, I find that when you're done with it or when you don't need it anymore, it tends to break?
Yes, actually, it's funny you say that. Yes, all the time that happens, and I go, all right, well, that's one negative thing that just, you know, cracked and went away.
Right.
It's somewhat superstitious, but yes, I've actually had one of my favorite ones. It was a rainbow obsidian that I got
Ooh.
In Colorado, and it was just very unique.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing an expo, and this was some years back, and it just fell on the floor, and needless to say, shattered
mm-hmm.
everywhere, and I have not been able to replace it since. But I work with them, but I don't get like crazy. You know, again, these are just tools, and it's something that I like for the jewelry line
mm-hmm.
Because not everybody resonates with angels or crosses or
mm-hmm.
Different medallions. So really, the jewelry line is for almost any particular walk in
mm-hmm.
in life, whether
mm-hmm.
it be their faith or what
sure.
they personally are drawn to.
Right. Well, I think you'll be led to what you need. I know.
Exactly.
I know the first time that I was asked to do a numerology workshop, I thought, you've got to be crazy. Because at that time, the idea of standing in front of a crowd of people, you know, just,
yeah.
I would shake. My whole body would shake. So what I, the day before I was to do the workshop, I was shopping and I found a hematite bracelet. Mm-hmm. And I was drawn to it, so I purchased it. And that night, someone was talking to me and saying that that helped to ground your energies. And I thought, well, it might be a really good thing to take that when I go out in front of these people to do, you know, my workshop. And I found that, you know, it did help to ground my energy. Because usually when I get in front of a lot of people, I pick up their energy just like I did with you when you knocked me over when I met you. I feel people's energy, and it tends to, your energy, you are only one person. And see, this is the analogy that I want to use with you, that you are only one person. All right. But anyhow, the story, the meeting you about knocked me on my butt with your energy. But when I get into a room full of people, the same thing happens, that sometimes there's so much energy in the room that I literally can feel myself quake inside. You know what I'm saying?
My aura, well, it depends when I'm, you know, speaking or working. It's really pushed out there.
Right,
and
right.
You can not only feel the vibration, but someone like yourself being so sensitive, you can feel not only the vibration, but the density, how large
right.
it is, the colors, all of it.
Right, right. Okay, well, I guess, everybody, Don broke in and told us that for whatever reason, somebody was on hold and was hanging up the line. So I'm going to give the numbers again. You can call in. You can ask Michelle a question. The numbers are USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 815-9756, and I do believe that we've got a caller on the line. Who's calling, please?
Hello, Allison. Hello, Michelle. This is Linda, Allison.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I've been listening to your show, and I'm so excited to talk to you.
Come on. You've got a question for Michelle?
Yes, I do. Actually, I wanted to tell her about an experience, but you specifically said one. So can I ask her, Michelle, is it okay with you if I can ask you a question?
One question, yes.
Okay. Michelle, I'd like to know if you see me in the future going to school or what type of profession you see me working in.
Well, first of all, honey, you have to sort that out for yourself. That's a big part of our mission statement in life. That's more than 50% of it, is finding not just a 9-to-5 job that pays the bills, but something that we love, that, you know, we've been gravitating towards since we were a child, your instincts, your heart. But a lot of times people limit us or we limit ourselves. So, you know, I see you being more hands-on with people and working with them, serving humanity, whether that is a combination of education with a healing spin, we'll call it, like I think of counselors, not just as the shrink, no offense, but there are all types of different counselors. There's spiritual counselors, there's grief therapy. There's so many ways, which is an incorporation of education and healing, and that's what you should be doing, hands-on with people. What is your birth sign, please?
Virgo, September 10th.
Yes. That doesn't surprise me. Virgos have a tendency to be, I find, master healers in many of their lives. So you've already mastered the healing energy, so what I would suggest now is incorporating the education of that in, and there's many ways to do it. I don't see you going to college. It may be a type of program or vocational school, something short. But I'm not looking at college, and I'm not seeing this taking you a very long time to do it. Just make up your mind, though. You're procrastinating, and when you do that, you're throwing out mixed messages to the universe going, I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. Sometimes we have to stop and think, not think, let me rephrase that, but pray on that and meditate on that. What is in our best interest and others, and what opportunities are being placed in front of you, including what people are being placed in front of you, and that gives you the green light.
Okay, Linda?
Yes, Michelle, thank you. Allison, thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Thanks for calling.
Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A little long-winded there.
That's okay. And I do apologize to everyone that's listening. Again, Don told us earlier that someone was on hold, and they didn't quite catch when we started to allow the calls in. And so that was tying up the line. So I apologize for everybody that's been waiting, and I hope that you all get through. And we've got someone else. So who's calling?
Hi, my name is Reginald.
Hi, Reginald. How are you?
Fine.
You have a question for Michelle?
Yeah, I wanted to know, where does she see me on my spiritual path? Like, what work does she see me doing spiritually? And
I can't hear him.
He won't.
Oh.
Speak up, Reginald. Try again.
Okay. What work do you see me doing spiritually? Like, where do you see me on my spiritual path?
The work that I saw you doing was like, and I let me be careful here with my words, like a man of the cloth, which means a man of a particular, it doesn't always have to mean religion, but a man, a holy man, a man that walks the talk of living your life like a prayer. There's a lot of different ways. I see you trying to come at it first in a religious way. That didn't work. Then a spiritual way. Then being like a missionary, finding a cause and being an advocate for that cause. So it's not just one thing with you. It's a multitude of things, like stepping stones, or think of a ladder as you're crawling up that. No offense, but we all have to pay our dues, meaning to serve the people and work our way up in media if we want to reach the people in the masses. But I do see you doing more and more. And the other thing they're saying is write. Take the pen and paper, right, and start writing. And I think you'll also be surprised. It's a form of channeling and also information that you'll receive from spirit.
Okay, Reginald?
That is okay. I just want to say that's right. I just want to confirm that the writing part, because I'm a poet, and when I write, it inspires people, and I get messages to people through my writing, and it touches them on a spiritual level. So,
well, there's your confirmation, right?
Very good.
There's my confirmation.
There's yours, yes.
But God bless you. Listen, you really are a man that is touched by God. You have this vision, visionary, I refer to it. And for you to have so many around you, your little entourage or posse of guardian angels and spirit guides, I also feel like the Holy Spirit works through you, the Christ consciousness. So they're not only asking you to write, but also you might want to think about painting or, you know, things like that. Anything with your hands, you are literally channeling this information from the Father, Mother, Godhead through you, which is a spiritual conduit, as an artist bringing joy into this world. And that is a form of channeling, and it helps to raise the vibration. So God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Reginald.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. No pressure there. Wow. No pressure there. Well, that was really nice confirmation that he writes, he gets his poetry from above and inspires people.
Yeah.
You must get a certain amount of satisfaction when you do readings, don't you?
The ego, we have no place for the ego in my field, you know?
Sure. But.
So I do always love a confirmation. I'll tell you where I get the most satisfaction as a medical intuitive, when you can help someone to heal or save their lives,
right,
or not to
that's
be in
true.
Pain. That's
right.
Like the number one with me. And then the second one would be working with children.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've got another caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi there. My name is Shaughnessy.
Hi, Shaughnessy. How are you?
I'm doing great, Allison. Thanks. I had a question for Michelle.
Go ahead.
Hi, Michelle. I just was, my husband and I are looking to buy a home, and my whole body and soul feels like my time is coming, but I just wanted to know your thoughts.
On buying a home?
Yes. When? Finally. Hopefully.
Actually, that's coming up relatively soon. I would say, where are we at here? Going into July, August, September, October, November. I would say probably before the year, the end of the year, no more than the beginning of 2009.
Great.
Wonderful Great. News.
And
Super.
That's pretty fast. So
pretty fast.
I didn't hear what she said.
She said that's pretty fast.
Yeah, but it is fast. So count your blessings and put it out there, which you already have, and know that it's already done.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate your time, Michelle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Shaughnessy. All right. I like good news. I love good news.
I was going to say, just her energy alone seems so upbeat, you know?
Yeah. Yes, it does. I was going to say, like, with even with numerology, you know, quite often people, what I like most about doing what I do is to be able to, when some people hear that inner voice that you know, you said to someone earlier about follow what you've been wanting to do since you were a child, or what gives you your passion, and I think numerology really is quite brilliant at kind of like validating what people already feel inside, and it just kind of points them in the right direction. So I just wanted to comment on that. But we do have another caller, so who's calling? Hello, caller?
Hello?
Yes, who's calling?
Hi, this is Amanda from Tennessee.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you? Hi, Michelle.
Hi, honey. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I just had one real quick question. You have read me before. I didn't understand about moving. What did you say about moving?
I said that you would be moving.
Okay, did you say when? I was curious because my lease is up in August. Am I renewing again?
Honey, I don't, you know what? I can't remember. God forgive me, but if I remembered everyone's reading, I'd probably be insane.
That's right.
You know, when I read for people, I just let go of it. You know what I mean? I give it and let go of it. I never try to hold that in my own mind because that information is not mine to hold. I'm just like the messenger. I do remember saying you'd be moving, and
uh-huh.
It was relatively quickly. I don't remember. They're not telling me where or why. I think that may have to do with, like, setting up your next, for your next location would be based also on work. You understand?
I do understand. Thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome, honey. You take care, okay?
Okay. May you both be blessed. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, that's really true about if you had to remember every single reading, you would go crazy, wouldn't you?
No, I would. People, and it's so funny, they'll walk up to me and they're like, well, don't you remember? And I'm like, I'm so sorry, I don't, nor do I want to, because, I mean, I read for, you know, thousands of people.
I know.
And,
or you get that email, or an email. I always find that. Sometimes I'll get an email and they'll be asking you something about a reading you did, like, you know,
yeah,
6
you know,
months
used,
ago, and you
yeah,
have no idea who
to,
they are.
Exactly. I used to do that,
mm-hmm.
and I probably could have said to people, and I did, you know what, I read every one of my emails.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since doing that crazy show, America's Psychic Challenge, I can't do it.
Right, right.
So I have, you know, my manager, she governs one, my official website, and my personal assistant watches out for the other one.
Right. Right. Well, that's kind of the way it is, though. It's when you may ask you something, it's like, I have no idea what I told you. So, okay, we have another caller. So who's calling, please?
Yes, this is Pierre.
Hi, Pierre. How are you?
I'm good. I had a question about my love life. I was wondering if the girl that I'm in love with, am I going to end up with her?
Oh, you're such a smarty, smarty pants. Yeah, and I do know this person more ways than one. What was the question again?
You know, how do I get this girl back, basically?
Love.
I do love,
her. That would be a good place to start, love.
But I do love her, you know, unconditionally.
And respect and honesty, all that good stuff.
Right.
I think you know what you have to do.
So, do you see me with her?
That is yet to be decided. That will be based on your free will.
Okay.
And both free wills, actually. Remember, free will always plays a percentage in that.
Yeah, but I know, but I can't say for her free will. That's what I'm asking. That's what I called in.
I cannot answer something unless I know the absolute truth, and I do not know the absolute truth because this has something to do with me, and we are on the air. So nothing like being put on the spot.
Yeah,
know?
I was sitting here going, well,
the good
Pierre?
I was like, as soon as Pierre calls in, I get East Coast energy. The other thing I would say to Pierre is that the distance has a major effect.
Right.
One way or the other, you know?
Right, right. I'm not sure if Pierre hung up, and I'm not sure if we have another caller, but I did hear a beep.
Right.
So.
Yeah, but just let me put it out there that, boy, did I get that East Coast energy in New York. I don't know about you, but long-distance relationships are hard to, you know.
Yes.
You know, they're hard to do.
Yes, they are.
And in order to do them, you really have to have, I think, a strong strong sense of not only
right.
communication, but trust,
right.
all those things.
Right, right. Well, let me check and see if we've got another caller. Do we have another caller online?
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
Hi, this is Linda.
Hi, Linda, how are you?
I'm okay.
You have a question for Michelle?
I've never spoke to her, heard of her. I know people that have, so thought I'd give it a go. Michelle, I guess what I'm looking at is I'm in the midst of moving back to a city I used to live in. There's someone there that's still kind of in my heart. And been a lot of rough roads.
Okay, honey. we're on the air. What is it exactly that you want to ask me specifically?
I guess I want to know, he's done a lot of things that have been very, very hurtful. And I'm just wondering, you know, does he have any regret? Does he ever even, you know, think that maybe we should give it a go again or not?
So you're asking me about a relationship that's been previous, if that,
yes.
If that, to reignite that, you're asking me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. The first of all, you don't have to engage in that relationship to do what you have already done because you've already been down that road. And you know the
mm-hmm.
answer to this question without even asking me. You don't have to be psychic for this one. You know,
right.
You can forgive someone, and you need to heal that so that you can move on, and hopefully that person can move on with more of a fondness in their heart versus a bitter taste in their mouth. I don't see this being really successful for you in any other way other than closure, peace of mind, which you can do that without engaging, because I see
mm-hmm.
the same type of behavior happening again, and I would hate to see you where you close your heart off altogether and you don't love.
Right.
Okay.
So where he,
there it is.
Okay,
my
but
dear.
Where he's concerned, that's not because me. I know where I stand with it.
I'm talking about together. I am talking about the relationship. Period.
Period.
So
okay.
Forgive. I know it's easier said than done. Love what you did. Love about that, and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
You're trying to make steps in the past that are in the past that are only going to take you back instead of moving forward. The person
okay.
that I do see you ending up with has enough. That you haven't even met that person yet.
Oh.
Well, there
okay.
you go, Linda.
Oh, so when do I meet him?
Now we're on to the, what's that, the third or fourth question here.
Yeah, well, Linda, we got a lot of people waiting to get online. So you got to get rid of the old before you can meet the new. So
not the truth, yeah.
Let it go first, and then you'll be ready for Mr. Wright.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling, Linda.
It's usually when we least expect it.
Yeah, you know, but you can't hold on to an old relationship and nurture that or think about that or be involved in that and expect to, you know, be ready for something new, you know?
Oh, no, it definitely takes two, that's for
sure. I'm still giggling about Pierre.
yeah, nothing like being on the spot.
Okay, so who's calling?
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie, how are you?
Good, good.
You have a question for Michelle?
Yes, I do. I've had my house on the market for a while now, and
Miami.
I'm wondering if I should just, if it's just not the right time for me to move, and if I should just take it off the market and stay where I'm at.
I would tell you to hold, because even if it's not moving, and even if it did move, you would take a loss on it. And Spirit's saying just hold a little bit longer, and you'll be able to unload it when the timing is right, but it's not right. It's not now. And see, that's Spirit's way of saying very politely to us, okay, not time to go, not time to go, you know, but we want to do what we want to do, and what we want, what we need, I find, are usually two different things. They're saying to just hold a little bit. You'll get the green light. You'll know. You'll get what you're looking for as far as finances, monetarily speaking, on the house, and then you'll be able to go. It'll all fall in place.
So should I take it off the market for now?
You know, you can leave it on the market or take it off. All I'm telling you is I don't see it going anywhere right now, and, you know, hold on that before you sell it. This is a buyer's market, meaning for anyone that wants to buy a house, this is a time to buy. But
right.
for those of us that are trying to sell our house, you know, we're taking a substantial hit according to the economy. So, you know, just common sense, forget being psychic, I would still tell you to hold.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, speaking of the financial markets, did you see that today?
Oh, God, no, I tried not to be honest. It's like,
oh.
You know, nothing like watching the depressing news or things and then try to go to sleep. Oh, that's okay.
Okay, we only have 1 minute, so I will take this caller. You better ask your question really, really fast. Who's
Hello.
Calling?
Hi, this is Jenny from Los Angeles, and I have a quick question for Michelle. On January 20th, who will be inaugurated?
That's a very good question. I'm holding my ground and still standing with Hillary.
Bless your heart. Thank you, girls.
You're welcome. God bless.
Bye-bye.
All right. I hear you, Michelle, on that one.
Hey, it ain't over till it's
it
over.
It ain't over till it's over.
Right.
Yes, I hear you.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Michelle, you know, we've only got 1 minute, if that. And so I do want to thank you so much for a wonderful evening, for joining us on the show. You will come back, right?
Of course.
Ah, we love you. We love you. It's always informative. I love your energy. I love hanging out with you. And so, everyone, please visit Michelle's website, www.michellewhitedove.com, and check out everything there. Michelle, I can't thank you enough.
No, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. And, everyone, I'll be back again next week. And in the meantime, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night, Michelle.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.